Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News. I'm Lance Pry. Florida is bracing for tropical storm Idalia coming in from the Gulf side of the state. It is expected to strengthen into a Category 3 hurricane when it hits land early Wednesday morning Eastern Time. Expect storm surges of up to 11 feet around Florida's Big Bend and winds around 70 miles an hour. The storm is expected to dump 4 to 8 inches of rain from Tuesday into Thursday and across parts of the west coast of Florida, the Florida Panhandle, southeast Georgia, and the eastern Carolinas, where it could flood streets. It's currently located off western Cuba, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
We are coordinating, as I mentioned, with utility companies. There are already more than 20,000 linemen that are ready to respond, and more on the way throughout the balance of today and tomorrow. This will be an important effort to get power back on very quickly.
Congressional Democrats calling for widespread student loan forgiveness owe major sums in educational debt. That's according to the Washington Examiner analysis of newly released financial disclosures.
14 Democratic members of Congress, including Reps Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Rashida Tlaib, and Ilhan Omar, have called on President Biden to forgive college student loan debt. But together, they hold up to $1.7 million in personal or family student debt, according to 2022 filings. It's a move that's been criticized by ethics experts and a prominent Republican lawmaker. Michael Chamberlain from Protect the Public's Trust likened it to officials benefiting from stock they own. Nearly 90 Democrats, including 13 who held loans in 2022, have urged the president to cancel student debt through additional tools by early 2024. I'm John Schaefer.
Elton John is on the mend after a fall at his home in France and a trip to the hospital. The 76-year-old was treated for minor injuries. USA News.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
If you have a mouth like a sailor, chances are you're more intelligent than most.
Turns out if you have the mouth of a sailor, you could just be more intelligent than most. Studies have shown that swearing is a sign of higher intelligence and also helps manage pain. A Massachusetts College of Liberal Arts professor who has studied the subject for over four decades says the benefits of using vulgar language have been discovered using a lot of research on the brain and emotion, along with much better technology to study brain anatomy. A 2015 study showed that well-educated people were better at coming up with swear words than those who were less verbally fluent.
That's Corey Myers reporting. A court filing Monday is revealing Elon Musk and X face more than 2,200 arbitration cases linked to sweeping changes that followed the takeover of the social media platform once known as Twitter. Let's get an update with the military crash in Australia over the weekend.
The military says 17 U.S. service members have been released from the hospital, and two of the three still receiving care are recovering, with the third in critical condition. The three Marines killed were 21-year-old Corporal Spencer Collard of Virginia, Captain Eleanor LeBeau of Illinois, and Major Tobin Lewis of Colorado. All based in Hawaii, the Marine V-22 Osprey crashed on Melville Island in Australia Sunday morning during a multinational training exercise. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Lance Pry, USA News.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
So are we having fun yet? Okay. We must be getting close to an election, right? I mean, COVID is around the corner. All kinds of threats of bringing masks back and all the crazy stuff that didn't work before. But, hey, what the heck? We've got an election to conduct here. And you can't do it without COVID. That's the way the Democrats feel anyway. And meanwhile, we continue to be tortured with more information, you know, coming to be revealed regarding Joe Biden. The National Archives suddenly has found 5,000 emails, records linked to Vice President Biden's three email aliases. Makes you wonder how long they've known it. But, you know, hey, it's election season, so all this stuff is starting to come out. And meanwhile, we will continue to be tortured because that's the way they run politics here. And why most Americans just say, I hate politics, and you can't blame them. Selwyn Duke is with us right now. He's a writer for the New American, Hill, Observer, American Conservative, WorldNet Daily, American Thinker, and many other print and online publications, and he's with us right now. Selwyn, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Bill, it's great to be with you. How are you today? Yep.
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I mean, look at the signs. I mean, this is like, you can always tell when it's Christmas time. You start hearing the music, you know, all the decorations go up, and here we are entering a political season. We've got a leading candidate for one party. He's mired in all kind of legal ramifications, and of course, he's not going to catch a break whatsoever. And one judge just says, hey, look at, nope, you're going to have to be here Super Tuesday or not, a campaign or not, you're going to have to be in court. And so you got that going. You got, you know, the Biden administration talking about COVID and time to bring back those things that didn't work. Let's try it again. And the American people, you know, about ready to bust and say, hell no, not again, right?
Well, one would hope, right? But you really never know. I mean, as that apocryphal saying goes, Bill, a definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. But, of course, with the Democrats, we can't really say they're insane because they don't want a different result. They want the same thing as last time. They want to be able to game the system and game the election. And, of course, you can justify mail-in balloting with all of this COVID nonsense. And I don't know how long we want to talk about COVID, but COVID now is really just very much like the cold or the flu. And by the way, this was predicted. I've been telling people for years that the Liberal Atlantic said early on in 2020, I think it was in February, it said that COVID would likely become common. Most all of us would get it. And the cold and flu season would become cold, flu, and COVID season. The Liberal Atlantic said that way back then. I mean, this was always known, Bill. Always known.
Yeah. But if the DNC insists on something different, and of course this is also in conjunction with this maneuver by this administration to surrender our sovereignty to the WHO and make them in charge of all pandemics. So, you know, this kind of stuff that you and I are talking about, this kind of logical things and evidence around the world matters nothing. Because if everything is turned over to the WHO, you know, forget it. We know what it looks like. Even in the social media cycles, I mean, it cracks me up. They say YouTube is, you know, still thinking about whether or not to comply with WHO. What do you mean? They've been doing that since the very beginning. In fact, I've been canceled several times because I mentioned the C word. You're not supposed to mention the C word when you're doing a YouTube video because that is verboten. Because it doesn't comply with the guidelines that the WHO instilled and is implored upon everybody from 3 years ago. And I'm going, what? You can't do an update? I mean, this is three-year-old stuff, and you're holding to this guideline. But, you know, hey, look at, you know, Google, whatever Google says, that's what they get away with because this is their popcorn stand, I guess.
Yeah, well, absolutely. And big tech really is very, very dangerous. I mean, you and I have discussed this before, Bill, but it has the power to sway an election now.
Oh,
Robert
without a doubt.
Epstein, who's a liberal psychologist, by the way, Robert Epstein, he has studied this phenomenon of big tech, and he said a few years ago already that big tech has the power now to shift 15 million votes during an election. Now, that is enough, of course, to shift the election one way or the other, because nowadays they tend to be won by a relatively narrow margin. So what we have now is a problem where big tech can be choosing our leaders, and that should scare everyone. Epstein, like I said, is a liberal. It bothers him because we're supposed to be a government of, by, and for the people, not a government of, by, and for big tech oligarchs. And
exactly.
How do they sway elections? Well, you just said it. What they do is they manage the flow of information. You have a certain percentage of the population that's going to make up their mind about who to vote for just a little bit before the election. You know, maybe 30% or 35% are going to vote Democrat no matter what, the same percentage voting Republican no matter what. But then you have that so-called swing vote. And if you expose these people to just the right information shortly before the election, you can manage how they vote. And that's exactly what big tech does with all of the censorship and suppression. I see them do it to my articles, where they bury my article.
Oh, exactly.
Thousands. Yeah.
They've been shadow banning and getting away with this forever. But look at, you know, we can thank our government because they have promoted this monster. And the thing is, what it all comes down to is, you know, Selwyn, they know because we have the information. It's not across the United States that they have to worry about. They just target, you know, certain swing states and of the swing states, specific counties. I mean, it's that sophisticated anymore. So they know what to do. That's how they were able to, you know, get away with this the last time. And, you know, it's very well sophisticated and calculated. Think you not. And they've got it all worked out and they know exactly what to target. But all these signs that are taking place, and even your article about Joe Manchin and his maneuvering, and there's going to be others like him that are going to maneuver, but it tells you quite clearly that Joe Manchin isn't ready to be put out to pasture. If it comes down to it, even though with his approval ratings, his lack of approval ratings, and how that disaster Inflation Reduction Act, which, you know, he was a part of, and then trying to take, you know, 50 steps away from it and saying, well, it wasn't me. And certainly it was him. And the people in West Virginia know that it was him. So they're, you know, they don't want to reelect him. But if he promotes a third party and he breaks up the numbers, hey, look at checkmate, right?
Well, yeah, it's very interesting. I did write an article about Manchin, and Manchin is a con artist extraordinaire. He really is. He portrays himself as this good old West Virginian boy. Oh, after all, he's not a Washington Democrat, he says.
Right.
He said, I've said it a million times, I'm not a Washington Democrat. Well, then, answer me this, Joe. Why is it that you vote with Joe Biden and the Washington Democrats, in other words, 87.9% of the time? Okay, now, I didn't take Common Core math growing up or any new math, so my understanding, Bill, is that 87.9 is pretty close to 90%.
Yes, yeah, you rounded up. Yep, exactly. Yeah, but hey, you can insist all you want. I mean, after all, the other Joe keeps on insisting the other thing, too, right? Anything to break you away from reality. Well, you know, those 5,000 emails with different aliases and my son's name attached to it. Oh, come on. There's nothing here. I mean, you know, it's the same thing like Hillary's emails. We should know better. Selwyn Duke is with us. He continues right after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. The Tide Ministry is celebrating its 77th birthday this month. After 7 decades of global ministry, I marvel at how God has expanded the reach and used the Tide broadcasts to share the good news with an ever-increasing number of people. The longevity of this ministry is remarkable, and we give all glory to God. It really shows that there is an ongoing hunger for the gospel all around the world. Here at the Tide Ministry, we believe that the gospel has the power to change the lives of all people in every nation, and our passion is to help as many people as possible find new life in Christ by telling them the good news about Jesus in their own language and helping them to embrace Christ as their personal Savior. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people around the world whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Thank you.
just way like to hear from us 19 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. He is Selwyn Duke from the New American, who has written for, so many places. You're just like nonstop writing, aren't you? Thank God for your insight.
Sometimes.
Well, it's probably good therapy with all this going on. You just sit there and go, oh, my gosh, you know, because I get going sometimes myself, and I think, okay, maybe it's more therapeutic at times. But, you know, it's so important, especially as we're trying to do everything we can to hold on to our First Amendment rights, Selwyn, because, as you mentioned, you know, the oligarchs of social media want to control the inflow. They've got, you know, newsrooms. They've got, you know, broadcast reporting centers all under their thumbs. And, you know, and then there's a few of us independents that still understand the difference between a truth and a lie, right?
Well, absolutely. And not only that, let's be very clear. When we talk about these big tech entities, some people will say, especially if they're uber libertarians, well, they're private entities, they can do what they want. Well, number one, you have Section 230, I think it is, that states that basically these entities got immunity from litigation, but that was under the supposition that they would be open forums, that they would not be acting as publishers. But when they engage in censorship, they are acting as any publisher would. They're saying, well, we want to focus or showcase this, not these other things. Not only that, let's understand that they are joined at the hip with big government now. Unfortunately, we have this nexus between the Democrat Party and big business. And because of that, these big tech entities really are serving as arms of the Democrat Party in a de facto sense. They are being used as proxies to engage in censorship that the government cannot engage in directly. So in that way, the government, the federal government, is doing an end run around the First Amendment. That's what they're doing. And by the way, Bill, I just want to say this, not that I'm big on these labels, but since the left is always throwing around the label fascist, this is basically the definition of fascism. Because Benito Mussolini, who was fascism's main founding father, defined the ideology thus: all within the state, nothing outside the state, nothing against the state. When you have this nexus between big government and big business, with the former controlling the latter, maybe not owning it, but controlling it, then that is the fascist model. So it's the people on the left who are reflecting fascism here, even though, of course, they project that onto others and hurl that label at us.
Exactly. And the evidence is clear. But again, this has been a process. The dumbing down of America, and America, I believe, is waking up more and more and realizing. I hate to put it in those kind of terms, but I think Rush Limbaugh referred to sheeple. You know, you got to quit being like a bunch of sheeple. And this is, and America found, you know, got to, you know, coaxed into that, you know, very comfortable environment. And meanwhile, these oligarchs came in. And here we are. I had this conversation the other day in terms of the deep state. I said, who is the top of the deep state? I mean, we agree there is a deep state. I mean, and we can thank Donald Trump for pointing that out. Until Donald Trump came on the scene, nobody understood that we had this shadow government that was happening. Nobody even considered the possibility of it. And it became more and more apparent the deep state is alive and well. I don't care what Jerry Nadler says. He's just full of it. You know, he's delusional. It doesn't exist. Well, clearly it does exist. And there are these lever pullers that are like the Wizard of Oz, you know, in the background, and they are in control. And my question is, okay, who's at the top of the food chain? It's just not this undescribed group or semi-described group of, 500 oligarchs. There is somebody in charge. Like any organization, there is one person at the very top of the food chain. And it's not Barack Obama. It's certainly not Joe Biden. But they're the ones that have all this under their control. And there's one person up there.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't know who that would be either. But it's all these people who might say, well, this is tinfoil hat nonsense. The deep state doesn't exist. Understand that some years ago when Trump was in office, there was this article that ran, I think it was in the New York Times, and it was written by someone in the bureaucracy, and he was talking about how The permanent bureaucracy in Washington was doing its part to be an impediment to Trump's agenda. Do you remember this?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. The way this fellow put it was, well, what we're doing is we're making sure that we're thwarting the fruits of his worst instincts. Well, they weren't really his worst instincts. What he was doing was he was putting America first, but that's not the point. My point is in this article, this individual said they are part of, quote, the steady state. That was how he put it, with a wink and a nod. So he used different terminology, but he was confessing that the so-called deep state does exist. And what are we talking about? Again, we're talking about the permanent Washington bureaucracy, which absolutely exists. The presidents come and go, but it's always there. And, of course, that's going to be the case because we have this huge government. And, of course, it's very, very complex. So yes, it exists, and yes, it's a problem, and it's why people are losing faith in our institutions. You know, we're in what's been called a third turning situation. Yeah, go ahead, Bill.
No. Well, no. Finish your thought there. The turn, third turning. Go ahead.
Well, there was this book written called The Fourth Turning, or maybe it was a documentary. Actually, I don't know now. But basically, the thesis was that in civilization, you see that it goes through different phases, and a third turning is where people start to lose faith in all their institutions, and then that's followed by a fourth turning, which is basically a revolution. And we are, like I said, in a third turning situation where people don't have faith in any of our institutions, and that's not exactly good because you want to separate the wheat from the chaff. I mean, I certainly wouldn't have faith in the government, but it's like any discerning person has to know whom to trust and whom to not trust. Just not trusting everyone and everything is not good because it shows that you're not exercising discernment, but that's a different thing. The point is we're in that phase now, and it's not good because it means that our civilization is breaking down. No one trusts anything. Nothing or few things are trustworthy. That's not very good, and it's a symptom of moral decay, isn't it?
Without a doubt, and this is why, Selwyn, we've been insisting that we need to return to first principles. We've lost track, and even like right now, in trying to discern, you know, your disgust and confusion about what's going on, well, but you've got to be able to articulate and stay focused on what the real mission is, okay? And the real mission clearly is cited in our U.S. Constitution. And what has happened, as you say, with these fascists who have come in, they've obliterated the Constitution. They're actually blocking our perspective of the Constitution with all this roughshodding and this narrative that they've put out there. They flat out lied to us. And what we find ourselves in the midst of, I was saying routinely that, you know, people are under the delusion that we have three branches of government. We actually have four. And the fourth is most powerful, and that is that deep state. They're that fourth branch of government, unelected, and I had a guest who broke it down and said, actually, it's six branches because you've got to bifurcate that fourth branch into three elements. You've got the administrative state, these unelected bureaucrats that are in for life, that are pulling the levers, that have full control, that Donald Trump found out the hard way that they exist. And he didn't even realize how insidious they were. You've got law enforcement. You've got the melding of law enforcement and the Justice Department. How's that melted together? And the sixth element of the sixth branch of government was all these NGOs, these nonprofits, how they've all come together. They're in a cabal. And as he broke that, I go, Kai, you're exactly right. I mean, you know, so there is there's some strata. There's some bifurcation within that, but still, even though bifurcation may be different elements, but not ununited by any means whatsoever, they're on a mission and they know what they're trying to accomplish. That's why anything that unites the American people, whether it's our Constitution or America First, oh my goodness, that just rackles the hairs on the back of their necks and they just go absolutely apoplectic.
Yeah, absolutely, but they may know what they want to do, but they don't really know what they're doing. As Jesus said, they know not what they do. These are not wise people, and they don't understand what they're really sowing and what it's going to bring them. If you're talking about the people at the top, yeah, they may be okay, but most of these people in the deep state are just going to be cogs in the machinery, and they're going to be like grapes, many of them.
Like any before. Exactly.
Yeah. Yep. Kronstadt sailors, useful idiots. Yeah. Yep.
Amen. But it's up to us, we the people. to get refocused and reconnected with first principles. Selwyn Duke, as always, appreciate the time, buddy. Take care.
God Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get four lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get four lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
In a single moment, everything can change. When a player's sudden cardiac event brought a national football game to a halt, it shone a spotlight on the importance of CPR readiness. Now, with youth sports in full swing, the American Heart Association is rallying parents and coaches to be ready in an emergency. To be ready, learn hands-only CPR. It's a skill anyone can learn in minutes. Visit heart.org/hands-only CPR and become a lifesaver today.
USA News Update. Florida is bracing for Tropical Storm Idalia coming in from the Gulf side of the state. It is expected to strengthen into a Category 3 hurricane when it hits land early Wednesday morning Eastern Time. Expect storm surges of up to 11 feet around Florida's Big Bend and winds around 70 miles an hour. The storm is expected to dump 4 to 8 inches of rain from Tuesday into Thursday and across parts of the west coast of Florida, the Florida Panhandle, southeast Georgia, and the eastern Carolinas, where it could flood streets. It's currently located off western Cuba. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
We are coordinating, as I mentioned, with utility companies. There are already more than 20,000 linemen that are ready to respond, and more on the way throughout the balance of today and tomorrow. This will be an important effort to get power back on very quickly.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here along with Jeff Kemp. He is the former NFL quarterback, and that is one word, by the way. I just want you to know that, regardless of what your computer would want to do and want to separate that, that is one word, and Jeff corrected me on that because it came out as two words. So now we know that, and we can move on and be more concerned about our salvation. Hey, Jeff, how you doing, buddy? Hey, it's a, well, you know, hey, look, I understand that. I mean, they're every once in a while, so I appreciate you, you know, I stand corrected, you know, so that's fine. But anyway, it's good to be talking to you. Actually, this statement came from my son, and it just really meant so much to me. We have, you know, been in that portion of his life and things he's struggling with and things of God, and I've been praying for him, you know, constantly, you know, without ceasing, because he's in the fight right now, and which is a good thing. And I think sometimes it's very difficult for parents when we see our kids going through tough times. And
in college or high school, or where is it?
Well, no, he's a young man. He's 32. He lives in San Diego, and you know, and he's this kid, Jeff. I'll tell you, he is so incredibly gifted. You know, I mean, just about anything he wants to do. Like right now, I mean, he's been operating. He's worked at two restaurants that are Michelin star restaurants, you know, as a chef. And, you know, he should not be. He didn't go to any culinary school. He's just one of these kids that can, you know, learn. And you know, I used to tell my friends that, you know, because even his siblings would go, how does he know this? I said, YouTube. Whatever it is that he wants to know, he just figures this out. He bears down and he figures this stuff out. And I said, what scares me is that one day one of his friends is going to come and say, hey, look it, I need brain surgery. He's going to tell him, hey, don't worry, I got it. I can figure that out for you. You know what I mean? And so very resourceful in that way. And so anyway, this was quite the breakthrough. And he shared this text with me. He says, God told me to love my enemies. And I obeyed and chose to love myself. Wow. That stopped me in my tracks. And I said, I've got to share that with you. Because, and with our audience, because I, you know, man, that's where it begins, right? It begins with ourselves. You cannot give something that you yourself do not have. And, you know, whatever reason, I mean, the devil is, say whatever reason, you know, Satan knows how our minds work. And he knows how to get us into that realm of stinking thinking, take our eyes off Jesus, and to think it's about ourselves. And when we do, we don't realize, I mean, our shields are missing. We're absolutely vulnerable to his lies. And I thought this was a great breakthrough, you know, for my son especially. And hopefully this is meaningful for those out there that need to hear that God told me to love my enemies and I obeyed and chose to love myself. Pretty cool, huh?
Man, you know, what your son did was downside up compared to the way the world does things. And I say downside up instead of upside down because God's ways are downside up. Mm. Basically, God's way is humility, taking the low position, sacrifice, and surrender. And the result, as we read in Philippians chapter 2, is that every knee will bow and everyone will honor and glorify Jesus Christ, who humbled himself to the greatest degree. He will be exalted to the highest. So God honors the humble and he humbles the proud. God values love. The world values power.
Mm.
But there's no greater power than sacrificial love, as your son expressed the other day.
Yeah.
So I think we really, really, really need to remember that though we're flooded on the internet and all the political messaging and consumer and entertainment messaging, the pop ideas of today with messages that say it's about me, it's about here, it's about now, it's for us versus them. It's about the bad guys versus the good guys. And, of course, we're the good guys. We're right. They're wrong. No, it's really God's kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And it's either God's kingdom or man's kingdom. And man's kingdom is going to end. Man's ways are going to fall short. But God's ways never do. Your son tapped into the way of Jesus.
Yeah.
He took the long-term approach. He took the low, humble road. And you know what it brings? It brings peace. Even if you can't fix a situation or get your boss to treat you better and give you a raise, or solve some relational hassle, if you humble yourself and act in a loving, respectful way towards those who are opposing you or hurting you or, quote, your enemies, you'll gain a peace inside. And it's the peace of God that surpasses understanding. You can't get peace by using your fists. You can't get peace by tweeting out critical, negative things. You can't get peace by canceling people who you don't want to talk to. There is no peace when you fight the world's way. The only peace comes when you try it the kingdom way, and that is the downside up. Humble yourself. Look at the Beatitudes. I pulled up Matthew 5. The humble in spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Those who mourn over their sin, the meek carry their strength in a careful way to serve others. Those who hunger to be righteous, which they gain from Jesus. Those who show mercy. Those are pure motives in their heart. Those who make peace, the peacemakers. And then those who get persecuted because they chose to stand with Jesus instead of the culture. God's going to bless those people with peace in their heart, even if their circumstances don't get better right away.
Exactly. Well, the blessing that God gives us is, and I believe the highest calling that he gives us this side of heaven is liberty. It's freedom. And when you are at odds with your enemies, it's like you are shackling yourself. You know, the Bible in the Old Testament, especially in the book of Psalms, talks about the snares and the ropes that entangle us. All these things that bind us up and enslave us, and how sin enslaves us and really causes us to do less than what God had fully intended us. And what not only did God intended, but he designed us, Jeff. He designed us to be free. But, you know, and through our own egos, we end up, you know, putting on handcuffs. We end up ensnaring ourselves. And then we hang around other people that throw out, you know, the Bible says that we'll throw out nets of entrapment. And this is why David cried out and said, you know, God, take those nets and entangle them with the very nets that they cast forth. And again, this is all about liberty. And I know for my son, when he came into reality with this statement, that there was this sense of liberty and this fresh sense of the Holy Spirit that he hadn't felt in a long time. And that is my prayer for all of us, Jeff, is that we would be able to, you know, in the midst of all this craziness that's going on in this world today, God has, as you said, a higher calling for us that is higher than we think and can imagine. And that's what we need to do is, and God is saying, break those chains, take off those handcuffs, get out of that net, quit getting involved with all these ropes that are tying you down and holding you back, because I sent my son to liberate you and to, you know, make you free indeed, right?
A great place to finish today would be to remind people what Jesus said about this. He said, you've heard that you're supposed to love your neighbor but hate your enemy. I tell you differently. I say, love your enemies and pray for anyone who treats you badly or persecutes you. Then you are sons and daughters of my Father in heaven. So, let's not go eye for eye, tooth for tooth, tweet for tweet, criticism for criticism. Let's turn the other cheek. Go the extra mile.
Right.
Treat people as future brothers and sisters in Christ, even if they act like enemies today. The only true enemy is Satan.
Right.
He's the one causing trouble. Your spouse certainly isn't your enemy.
Right.
And other beings aren't your enemy. Satan is the enemy, so let's love and do what your son said. Treat people well that oppose us.
Yeah. Even if it's yourself.
Even if it's yourself, because there's some negativity in us, and we need God's forgiveness.
Jeff Kemp, God bless you. Thank you for being with us.
Sponsored by Office Depot, Office Max. It's back to school season, and teachers, parents, and students from kindergarten to college can find everything they need to succeed at Office Depot, Office Max. With savings up to 60% on the company's best-selling school supplies through September 16th. And must-haves like Crayola products, spiral notebooks, composition books, and glue starting at just 50 cents, Office Depot Office Max is ready to kick the new school year into gear. Shoppers can get even more discounts and earn rewards towards future purchases with a free Office Depot Office Max Rewards membership. Need your school supplies fast? Customers can take advantage of the company's free 20-minute in-store pickup or opt for same-day delivery for qualifying orders. Office Depot and Office Max stores are supporting hundreds of Title I public schools across the country with an in-store donation program. Make a donation at checkout to help a local school in your community get new supplies to create a more productive learning environment. Visit officedepot.com/backtoschool.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that make
may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Welcome back. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. It is time for the Good News Girl. Yes, the one and only Samantha Mao joins us now. Hey, Sam, good to have you with us. How are you? Okay, I know you're there. Okay, well, we dropped her. Maybe Paxton reached over and hit the disconnect button. You know these little guys, when they're hungry and they're there, I mean, their hands, everything is moving in all kinds of different directions. But there he is, and here we are, we're reconnected. Maybe I wrongfully blamed Paxton. I said, well, his arms were probably flailing around and disconnected us, Sam. So if I unfairly accused him, just tell him, Uncle Bill, forgive him, please. He just, just assumed the worst.
Oh, it was not him. It was definitely me.
It was you. Okay, all right.
Sitting here being a good boy.
Okay, well, good for him. All right, let's talk about the first story here you have to share with us. This is about a teen fisherman who reels in a wallet. I mean, wow. And it has $2,000, and you would think, wow, there's $2,000 in a wallet. Well, you know, again, reminding us that integrity reigns. This fisherman, this teen fisherman, he goes out and seeks the owner of said wallet and money, right?
That's right. I mean, that's what I saw the original story, and I saw that a teen fisherman had found a wallet with $2,000, and I just, It kind of occurred to me, like, oh, somebody definitely missed that money, and then I'm like, you know, what are the chances of them being able to find the person? I'm surprised the money was still in the wallet, you know, you think about
exactly.
Wallet sinking down. So this is actually, his name's Connor Halsa, and he's 14 years old, and he was fishing on Lake of the Woods, which is actually like a 1,727 square mile lake. So it's like over 1.1 million acres, just to give you context for how big this place is and the small chances of finding the wallet, let alone having the $2,000. So it's like one that borders Canada and the United States. Anyway, so he goes fishing recently. And he starts to pull, and he said he thought it was a huge fish there. He's really having to struggle to get this up. It must have been stuck in the bottom. And they finally pull it up, and his cousin opens, he grabs the wallet, and he opens it up and says some words I guess he shouldn't say, like in shock. They just, you know, 14-year-old boys finding $2,000 is crazy.
Yeah,
so they
exactly.
Lay out all the money to dry it out. It ends up being $2,000 in cash, and his dad's like, well, you know, you have to give it back. He's like, well, I think we should too.
Right.
So
right.
What ends up happening is he finds a family business card inside the wallet, and he made a call, and it led him to the owner of the wallet. He's an Iowa farmer who was fishing on the lake last year, and he dropped his wallet over. And so anyway, he ends up returning the wallet, and the owner's like, you know, here, you can have the money. Like, I appreciate your honesty
really?
So much. Dad.
Wow.
But he doesn't take it. So
yeah.
It's like a twist turn. Like, the chances of all of this happening just are so, I can't even imagine how small they are. The chances of the wallet being found in this over a million acre lake. You know, the wallet being found by somebody who's that honest and still having the money and then being returned. And then the guy offers the money to the teenager and he won't take it. So,
well.
It's an amazing story.
Exactly.
It's got more amazing with every part, right? That's common.
And again, you forecast, you go, 10 years from now, I want to check this kid out. I want to see what this kid's done and how he's developed.
Right.
Because if he has this kind of foundation at this age, what's he going to be like 20 years from now?
Oh, yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
You know, and what kind of kids is he going to raise? God bless him. This is awesome. Just a side trip here, if you can put up with me for just a minute, you know, because there's a lot of conversation about COVID coming back, you know, all this good stuff.
Oh,
and,
geez, yeah.
You know, all this crazy stuff going on, right? Well, the Babylon B-Boys are at it again. They sent out a tweet this morning, an X. They threw out an X. Says, a liberal dies on toilet while waiting CDC guidelines on how to wipe.
Oh, my gosh. It's kind of accurate. I almost can't believe that they would the people will go for it again. But I guess that remains to be seen. We'll have to see.
Well, the thing is about it is that, you know, here it is. You know, this is what happens when the people surrender, you know, their freedoms to the government. And it becomes fascist. They tell you what to do. I mean, right now we can huff and puff and say, oh, we're going to do that. And then all of a sudden, you can't go into a grocery store and because they've determined such. All of a sudden, you know, the WHO is telling you what to do because Joe Biden has declared that it's a pandemic. You know, unilaterally by executive order, and then all of a sudden, you know, I mean, the machinations are already in place to oppress us. And so we can say, oh, hell no, this ain't going to happen. I ain't going to wear no, you know, face diaper. I ain't going to do that. Well, when you get down to reality and you start to board a plane, just like they did last time, it's okay, is there going to be enough resistance or people going to say, you know what, I'm driving, you know, or, you know, I'm going to put up, there's no way I'm going to surrender my freedoms as I did before for all the madness that it created and what it's doing in schools. I mean, you already got schools already, you know, mandating masks. I mean, the damage that they've done to our children, you know, little Pax, I mean, he hasn't had to deal with this stuff, but could you imagine, you know, if he was 6, 7, 8, 9 years old, he'd be 2 years behind because of the dictates of the educational system and these oligarchs, you know?
You know, we had talked about it recently, like my sister and I, because her son's 4 years old, so he was born in 2018, so in 2020, he's 2. And it's like, I said, there's going to be like a special problem that people this age have because, you know, they didn't see people with, like, showing their face that affected speech delays. They went up significantly. I can't imagine what's going to happen. And I had always been so thankful that Paxton was born after that. I'm afraid if it happens again that it's just going to be a thing that happens regularly. You know, I feel like it won't just, if it happens again, it won't just be twice. It'll be just something that becomes a part of existing.
Well, I'll tell you, it requires free people to stay free and hold on to the mission at hand, okay? And this is what people need to consider. In voting for a politician or whatever they choose, is this going to make me more or less free? Okay.
Oh, absolutely.
And we have got to ask that clarifying question on anyone that we elect to office, because what's happened, we didn't ask that question. And now we've got a runaway government, a government that's operating in the shadows that we don't even know about. We think Joe Biden is the government. No, he's not. There is that deep state that are pulling the levers here. And they are the ones that are controlling. And I keep asking, okay, like any organization, there's got to be somebody. Who is the real lever puller here? Who is really the CEO of the deep state?
I mean, it makes you ask also, why would this happen again?
Well, it's happening again because
I haven't heard of anybody getting sick.
It's minor, yeah. And they're saying the people that are getting it are the people who are vaccinated, not the people that were unvaccinated, but the people who are vaccinated are the ones that are more susceptible to it. And also they're saying, oh yeah, and if you got COVID before. Well, if you had COVID before, you have immune. You've got immunity that has taken over and protected you. But of course, you can't have that in a conversation because they don't want conversation, Sam. They want obedience. They want compliance. So right. You can't ask critical questions. It's like I said to the audience this morning, you know, here we are. We've got doctors who save people from going to the hospital and being put on a ventilator. They prescribed ivermectin and they prescribed hydroxychloroquine or any other measures of nutritional supplements that fortified their immunity. And these doctors are being, in some cases, they've either lost their license has been under threat, okay? And meanwhile, in the southern border, we've got fentanyl coming in with impunity, killing thousands of people. And Joe Biden has welded the gates open so that more of this stuff can come through. I mean, this is insane.
It is insane. It's insane.
And it's dangerous. And here we are again. And you say, why is it coming back? Well, could it be because an election's around the corner again? Because the idea of the pandemic worked so effectively, you know, for one political party. Hey, why not? You know, the people were stupid then. Chances are they're pretty much stupid now. So we'll just, you know, we'll do it. We'll do it one more time. You know, so get ready. Back to your stories. We got about a minute and a half left. I'm sorry to go on this stuff, but you had to love it. I love that deal from the Babylon Bee. These guys are great. They're a breath of fresh air, no doubt. Well, this next story is about a pilot who helps reunite a 9-year-old with her lost doll. Half a world away? Wow, that's incredible. I'm still trying to find a jacket that I lost in Hawaii that somebody, you know, I hopefully they're enjoying my jacket because it's been missing for a long time. But go ahead.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, so Valentina Dominguez, she lost her quote-unquote best friend, which is actually an American girl doll named Beatrice that she's had for several years. And, you know, so she's just 9 years old. And so she's had a doll for 4 years. This is almost half of her life. And so her and her parents start looking around. They had just gotten back from Tokyo, and they start looking around in all the bags, and they realize we saw it sitting on the plane. And she's now back in Texas. And anyway, so there is a local pilot that he flies out of Texas. His name is James Dannon. He actually flies to Tokyo. So he goes to he makes a couple phone calls to Turkish Airlines. He gets the doll and he takes pictures of the doll all the way back at every airport he stops at and brings her back home to this little girl who was a stranger to him, which is so cool.
Wonderful.
People that love to do such a good thing for other people. Story.
Well, that's great. And congratulations. We've got a child from a lemonade stand. Raises $17,000 for victims of Maui wildfires. This is so awesome the way people are reaching out. She's the good news girl. Now you know why. Samantha Mal, thank you, Sam. Take care.
About the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.